Liza and all the stars as we take it up to 11 o'clock.
FM Fear.
And the news headlines. Joe Biden goes all out in his support for Ukraine. And Donald Trump extends his list of controversial cabinet picks. Here's Paul Brennan and the FM Fear News.
The United States says it will send anti-personnel landmines to Ukraine to blunt advances by Russian troops, particularly in the east. The Biden administration has been rushing support to Ukraine ahead of Donald Trump's return to the White House in late January. This includes allowing Kyiv to strike targets inside Russia with U.S.-supplied ballistic missiles. Jeffrey Stacey, a White House advisor on Ukraine policy, explains the shift in strategy.
Biden will, now that he's contemplating in the mirror where he stands in historical terms, we're saying, you know, one of the ways to live down the Afghan debacle is to really give Ukraine everything it needs to make such a significant shift on the battlefield pre-Trump that it might even effectively end up being as the beginning of the end of the conflict.
Meanwhile, Donald Trump has named the investor Howard Lutnick to lead the U.S. Commerce Department. Lutnick, who's the CEO of the financial firm Cantor Fitzgerald, is a key player in Trump's transition team and a strong supporter of his controversial tariff and trade agenda. Here he is speaking to Trump supporters recently in New York.
When was America great? At the turn of the century, this is 1900, 125 years ago, our economy was rocking. We had no income tax. And all we had was tariffs.
Austria has improved its ranking in the latest climate protection index published in the course of the COP29 climate conference in Azerbaijan. Astrid Nolte has the details.
The climate protection index published by German Watch and the New Climate Institute paints a mixed picture of progress in energy and climate policy across the globe. It shows renewable energies expanding rapidly, but also a strong resistance to transitioning from fossil fuels. Among the 63 countries listed, Austria has moved up 9 places compared to the previous year to rank 23rd, but remains in the average range. Climate expert Jan Bork says Austria has improved climate policy with regard to buildings and transport, but still lacks binding climate targets. Astrid Nolte, FM Fear News.
Today's weather, a cold front's moving across Austria, bringing rain and snow to lower elevations this morning. This afternoon should be partly sunny, but cold. Top temperatures will only range from -2 to +6.
Cheers, Paul.
You're at home, baby. FM Fear.